Now I'm speaking with Trent Moore, the Tyne Avalon girls coach. And Coach Moore, looks like you had a very busy week. You had a close one, looks like against Keatsville, Hale, and then you played Grundy County and Hardin Central. Can you tell us how those games went?
We had a close one against Meadville on Monday.
Okay, and looks like you had a big win over Hale?
Yes, sir. Yes, on Tuesday we played Hale, and my girls came out ready to play hard. We did a great job of executing our sets, knowing our responsibilities on defense, and the girls just really showed up that night ready to play. I was very happy with our intensity that night.
And it's got to be pretty exciting to get that conference victory over Hale whenever you have the CLAA conference coming up here pretty quick.
We do, yeah. We are very excited about the conference tournament coming up. We love that we get to host it. Hopefully get a little home court advantage action going there. But we think we can do a little damage, hopefully play well in the tournament and have some success. So we're real excited for it with a little conference win momentum heading in there.
And you lost a couple of games, one to Grundy County, one to Hardin Central to end the week. How do you get the girls to put that in the back of their mind and come with a fresh set of eyes and everything to be ready for next week for that conference tournament?
Yeah, well, you know, I never want to make excuses for us or for them. I always want to hold them accountable. But like you said, we were very busy this week. Four games in a week is tough, man. And the girls competed, and I just got to get them to realize that the whole season isn't four games a week. So we can't hang our heads too much on that. We got to move on to the next play, focus on getting better day by day. And I tell them all the time, there's not a ball game that we can't compete in. So we just got to be ready every single day, no matter who the opponent is.
All right, who's been playing well for your Lady Dragons?
Haley Rucker, my point guard's been playing well. She's a junior. She does a great job of getting us through everything, kind of playing court general out there, and she's been scoring it pretty well lately. And freshman Katie Runkles, she has been playing very well. I'm very impressed with her play lately. She's playing hard, offensively and defensively. Nobody's perfect, but, man, we got some girls that are playing some real tough basketball right now.
Well, as your girls roll into this conference tournament next week, what are some things you want to address and get buttoned up before that tournament starts?
Absolutely. So I just intensity, just execution, just focus. We got a lot of young girls, so we're kind of still growing together steadily, and just getting those little critiques tightened up, just little things, knowing our assignments late in fourth quarter when things really matter the most, and not going through any lulls in the third quarter or second quarter anytime. Just we got to keep our intensity level up and fully execute things all the way through the game.